Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
Hallelujah.
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 More I need. Jesus, we love you.
我们爱你，我们爱你，耶稣。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We commit to your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
主，我们带着感恩的心来到你的同在里。
We thank you that you are always with us.
我们感谢你，你一直都与我们同在。
And you have told us where two or three gather in your name, there you are in the midst.
你告诉我们两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在我们的当中。
We love you, you're a wonderful Savior.
我们爱你，你是那奇妙的救主。
You're all that we need.
你就是我们所需要的一切。
When we see ourselves, we see we have much need.
当我们看我们自己，我们看到我们非常的有需要。
But as we look to you today, we see that you are all we need.
但当我们今天仰望你的时候，我们就看到你就是我们所需要的一切。
We want more of you, Jesus.
耶稣，我们要更多的你。
We want to be filled with your spirit.
我们渴望被你的圣灵充满。
We ask you to pour out your spirit on every one of us.
我们恳求你把你的圣灵浇灌在我们每一个人的身上。
We want to have that oil of the Holy Spirit.
我们要得到你圣灵的膏油。
You're the good shepherd. You anoint our head with oil.
你是我们的好牧人，你以油膏了我们的头。
And our cup runneth over.
我们的福杯满溢。
We pray that for everyone gathered together this today.
我们为今天聚集在这里的每一位祷告。
Anoint us with your spirit.
用你的圣灵膏抹我们。
Give us a clear revelation of yourself.
赐给我们对你自己清晰的启示。
Oh, that we might know you.
哦，好让我们认识你。
We desire you.
我们渴慕你。
We thank you that you're here to reveal yourself to us.
我们感谢你，你就在这里把你自己启示给我们。
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主，赞美主。
赞美主。
Glory.
荣耀。
荣耀 hallelujah.
荣耀 hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb.
荣耀归给羔羊。
You're the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
你是那创世以来被杀的羔羊。
And you came into the world, not to do your own will, but the will of the Father.
你来到世上不是要行你自己的旨意，而是行父的旨意。
We bow before you today.
主，我们今天俯伏在你的面前。
We want to partake of you.
我们要来领受你。
Increase our capacity for you.
加增我们对你的度量。
You're so beautiful.
你是何等的荣美。
You're so wonderful.
你是何等的奇妙。
And you've come to visit us.
你就来造访我们。
We ask it for your glory in your name, Jesus.
主，我们为着你的荣耀，为着你的尊贵而恳求。Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's so good to be with you.
跟你们在一起真好。
We're all in love with Jesus.
我们都爱上了耶稣。
And Jesus is in love with us.
耶稣也爱上了我们。
He wants to reveal himself to us.
他渴望把他自己启示给我们。
One of the greatest prayers of Apostle Paul prayed was, Oh, that I might know him.
使徒保罗所祷告的最伟大的祷告之一就是，哦，让我认识基督。
As we come to the close of our teaching in March, that's still our cry, Oh, that I might know him.
当我们来到我们三月份网校课程的末尾的时候，这仍然是我们的呼求，哦，让我认识他。
He wants to open our eyes as we open the Word of God and see Jesus.
当我们打开圣经，读神的话的时候，他要开我们的眼睛，来看见耶稣。
As we began our lessons this month, we saw Jesus as the man of prayer.
当这个月我们课程的一开始，我们看见耶稣是一个祷告的人。
Everywhere in the gospel, we saw him praying.
在福音书里，我们到处都可以看见他在祷告。
He wanted to be in contact with his Father at all times.
他时时都渴望跟他的天父有接触，有连结。
He wanted to know what the Father would have him do.
他要得知他的父要他所做的是什么。
And where he would have him go.
父要他到哪里去。
And the Father was so pleased with him.
父何等的喜悦他。
He broke through the clouds a couple of times and said, This is my beloved son.
好几次在云彩里，父的声音就出来说，这是我的爱子。
I'm well pleased with him.
我喜悦他。
And then he gave us the command, Hear him.
他也赐给我们这个命令，你们要听他。
Yes, he wants us to hear the voice of the Lord.
是的，他要我们听见主的声音。
And if we open the Bible, all the truth in the Bible is a pathway to the feet of Jesus.
如果我们打开圣经，我们知道所有圣经中的真理都是引导我们到耶稣脚前的小径。
That's where we find him, down at his feet.
我们来到他的脚前，我们就寻见他。
Hallelujah. Our second lesson this month was how Jesus is the very essence of joy.
我们这个月第二次的课程是讲到耶稣是喜乐的本质。
His greatest joy was doing the will of his Father.
他最大的喜乐就是行父的旨意。
He came determined to please his Father at all times.
他来到世上定义时时都要行父的旨意，讨他的喜悦。
And all through scripture we learn how we can please him.
在圣经里我们可以看到我们怎样才能学习讨父的喜悦。
We have invited Jesus to live out his life within us.
我们已经邀请耶稣进入到我们的生命里，从我们里面活出他自己。
And the more we're surrendered to him, the more joy we have.
我们越多降服于他，我们就得到更多他的喜乐。
The more we empty ourselves of our own ideas, the more he fills us with his ideas.
我们越多倒空我们自己的意思，自己的想法，他就更多以他的想法来充满我们。
Oh, my friends know that when I'm happy, I often cry.
我的朋友知道，当我很喜乐的时候，我常常会喜极而泣。
That's what happens to me when I'm overwhelmed with the presence of Jesus.
那是当我被主耶稣的同在充满到一个地步，我就开始哭泣。
I love that wonderful coming of Jesus to my heart.
我何等喜爱主耶稣这样奇妙地来到我的心里。
You know, on our last lesson, we saw Jesus as the bridegroom.
在我们上一堂课，我们记得我们看到我们的主耶稣是新郎。
He's searching for a bride who will follow him.
他在寻找一位新妇来跟随他。
She gives up her own rights and her own will.
这位新妇放弃了她自己的权利，她自己的意志。
She takes upon her his name and his nature.
她取了新郎的名字和新郎的性情。
It's so wonderful when he says to the bride, "You're mine."
何等的奇妙，当新郎对新妇说，你是属我的。
He has loved us with an everlasting love.
他以永远的爱爱上了我们。
Even though we've been studying the wonderful attributes of the Lord Jesus, we desire to know him more.
虽然我们已经学习到了很多关于我们主耶稣奇妙的属性和性情，我们仍然渴望知道认识他更多。
There's a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus in Philippians chapter 2.
在腓立比书第二章有一幅关于耶稣的非常美丽的图画。
We're reading verse 5.
我们从第五节开始读。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
I have a reference in my Bible to Matthew 11:29.
在我的圣经里，我注释了，对这句经文，我注释了马太福音11:29。
That's where Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you, learn of me."
那里主耶稣说，你要负我的轭，学我的样式。
I am meek and lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
And you'll find rest for your soul.
你们心里就必得享安息。
That's the mind, the nature of Jesus. He was meek and lowly of heart.
那就是耶稣的心，耶稣的性情，他心里柔和谦卑。
Verse 6, he was in the form of God. He didn't consider it robbery to be equal with God.
第六节，他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But he made himself of no reputation.
反倒虚己，使自己毫无名声。
He took upon him the form of a servant.
他取了奴仆的形象。
That's our lesson for this last series in knowing Jesus.
这就是我们认识耶稣这个课程的最后一个主题。
Jesus took upon him the form of a servant.
耶稣取了奴仆的形象。
And coming in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man.
成为人的样式，既有人的样子。
He humbled himself.
他自己卑微。
And he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
We want to look at him. He made himself a servant.
我们要来看他，他使他自己成为一个奴仆。
He served. He came to serve us.
他来了，他来服侍我们。
When we think of the Last Supper, that's where we see Jesus down on his hands and knees washing the disciples' feet.
当我们想到最后的晚餐，我们看到主耶稣就跪在地上，用他的手来服侍，来洗门徒的脚。
That was the job for the servant to do.
那是一个仆人的工作。
Nobody wanted to do that.
没有人愿意做这件事。
The disciples had gotten there ahead of Jesus at the Last Supper, but nobody offered to wash one another's feet.
在最后的晚餐，门徒们彼此不愿意洗脚。
But we find Jesus taking the basin, taking the towel, and stooping to wash their feet.
但我们发现主耶稣拿着盆，拿着毛巾，他来洗门徒的脚。
Before he went to the cross, this was his last lesson to give his disciples.
在他上十字架之前，这是他教给门徒们的最后一堂课。
He was going to be taken from them, and he wanted them to remember this picture of himself as a servant.
他就要离开他们了，但是他要门徒们记得这一幅图画，他是一个仆人。
At one of our early conferences with Pastor Chow, he had asked me to teach on humility.
在我们跟周牧师早期的特会里，周牧师请我来教谦卑的主题。
I was to teach 3 days in a row.
我会一连教三天。
But then someone else came that he felt the Lord showing they should teach after I taught one lesson.
然后有人来到我这里说，他觉得当我教了一堂课以后，他应当来教第二堂课。
And so he said, Martha, will you finish up your lesson today?
所以他对我说，玛莎，今天你可不可以把你的课就结束？
Will you wrap it up today?
你今天可以把它打结结束吗？
I thought, oh, how can I put so much of the lesson into one more class?
我说我怎么样才能把三天的内容压缩成一堂课的内容呢？
But the Lord gave me the leading to wash the lady's feet.
但主就带领我，要我在这堂课就来洗姐妹们的脚。
So in the hotel, we found, they gave us a basin, a pitcher of water, and a towel.
所以在那个旅馆里，他们就给我们水盆，还有毛巾。
And so I asked my translator and my pastor friends, two of them, if I could wash their feet.
所以我就问我的翻译，还有周牧师的朋友说，我可不可以洗他们的脚？
Oh, no, they weren't sure they wanted me to do that.
Oh, 他们不确定他们是否愿意我这样做。
But when they prayed, the Lord told them, let her do it.
但他们祷告以后，主告诉他们说，让他这样做。
I still remember how beautiful it was.
我仍然记得那个画面是何等的美丽。
When I washed the feet of one of the ministers from California, she began to weep and cry.
我记得当我洗了来自加州的一位牧师的脚的时候，他开始哭泣。
The Lord gave me a verse that said, "How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel."
主耶稣给了我一句经文，传福音的他们的脚中何等的佳美。
She hadn't wanted me to wash her feet because she said, "I have ugly feet."
她不愿意让我洗她的脚，因为她说我的脚很丑。
I didn't know that, but the Lord gave me that scripture, "How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel."
我并不知道他心里所想的，但是主赐给了我这句经文，传福音的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美。
And all of a sudden, the glory of God with her weeping and shouting, it filled the whole room of ladies.
忽然神的荣耀就充满了整个房间，那位女士在哭泣，在呼喊。
It was a wonderful time in his presence.
那是在他同在里的奇妙的时刻。
And I felt, maybe I should, Pastor Lai was with me. I thought maybe we should go ahead and wash the other lady's feet.
当时赖牧师也跟我在一起，我们想我们也许要洗其他的姐妹的脚。
And at the very end, Sister Nancy Chow came over and said, "Martha, I want to wash your feet."
最后，周师母就来到我这里对我说，玛莎，我要洗你的脚。
It was such a beautiful moment.
那是何等美丽的时刻。
But that was the spirit of the Lord in Sister Nancy Chow.
那是主的灵在周师母的里面。
She knelt down and she washed my feet.
她就跪下来，她洗了我的脚。
And then she went to her room after the meeting and she told Pastor Chow, "Tomorrow, I think you should wash the men's feet."
然后聚会结束后，她到了周牧师的房间，对周牧师说，明天我想你应该洗弟兄们的脚。
And Pastor Chow was willing to listen to his wife.
周牧师很乐意听他妻子的意见。
And the next day, he washed the men's feet.
第二天，他就洗了弟兄们的脚。
That was the spirit of the Lord Jesus that makes us willing to be the servant.
那是主耶稣基督的灵，使我们乐意做仆人。
Jesus humbled himself. He became obedient to the point of death.
耶稣他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
He bent down low before the disciples, washed their feet.
他在门徒的面前弯下腰来，很低的低伏下来，洗他们的脚。
He was showing them that he was the servant.
他在他向他们显示，他是一位仆人。
And he was obedient to the death of the cross.
他存心顺服，以至于死在十字架上。
Oh, as we look at the cross these days, as we near the resurrection.
哦，当我们接近复活节的时候，当我们仰望主的十字架的时候，
we see our Jesus treated like a slave.
我们看到我们的主耶稣被人当作奴仆一样的对待。
They had no regard for him.
他们完全不管他的感受。
They spit in his face.
他们吐唾沫在他的脸上。
They crowned him with thorns.
他们给他戴荆棘的冠冕。
They tore his back open as they whipped him.
他们用鞭鞭打他，甚至他的背都劈开肉绽。
And they made him carry his own cross.
他们强迫他背他自己的十字架。
That's our Jesus.
那就是我们的耶稣。
He humbled himself.
他自己卑微。
He didn't call himself some great person. He called himself a servant, a slave.
他没有称他自己是一个伟大的人物，他称他自己是一个仆人，是一个奴仆。
Came down very low before the whole world.
他在整个世人面前很低的低伏下来。
He did it for me. He did it for you.
他这样做是为了我，是为了你。
It was his father's will.
这是父的旨意。
His father brought him into the world for this purpose.
父把他带到世上就是为着这个目的。
That he give his life for the sin of the world.
好让他为着世人的罪献上自己的生命。
What a heavy load it was on him.
这是何等重的重担在他的身上。
And he prayed, Father, not my will, but yours be done.
他祷告说，父啊，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
Yes, that was his prayer in Gethsemane.
是的，这是他在克西马尼园的祷告。
But Jesus spent his entire life saying, Father, not my will, but thine be done.
但耶稣他整个一生都在祷告这一句，父啊，不要照我的意思。乃要照你的意思。
In this scripture, in this version, it calls him a bondservant.
在这句经文里，他称耶稣是一位奴仆。
You know, the picture is in the Old Testament. When a slave didn't want to go free, he wanted to have his ear pierced by his owner.To say he would stay with him willingly.
你知道这是在旧约里的一幅图画。当一位奴仆他不愿意自由地出去的时候，他就心甘乐意地让主人在他的耳朵上穿洞，他就永远归主人为他的奴仆，终身为奴仆。
He didn't do it because he had to. He wanted to. He desired to stay with his owner.
他这样做并不是因为他不得不被迫这样做，乃是因为他心甘情愿的，他乐意永远跟他的主人在一起。
I want to be bound to you for the rest of my life.
我要我剩下的一生都完全跟你连接在一起。
And that should be our desire to have him pierce our ear.
这也应当是我们的渴望，让他在我们的耳朵上穿洞。
We say, Jesus, I willingly surrender my own life to you.
对他说，主耶稣，我乐意把我的生命降服于你。
The disciples did that.
门徒们这样做了。
They tried to learn from Jesus.
他们尝试着要从耶稣那里学习。
Jesus found them quarreling at one time.
耶稣发现他们在彼此争论。
We read that in Mark chapter 9.
我们在马可福音第九章读到这些。
Verse 33.
马可福音第九章三十三节。
Then he came to Capernaum.
他们来到加百农。
And when he was in the house, he asked him, What was it you disputed about on the road?
耶稣在屋里问门徒说, 你们在路上议论的是什么？
But they didn't answer him. They kept quiet.
门徒不作声。
For on the road, they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest.
因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。
It's so natural for us all to want to be the leader.
对我们所有人来说，很自然的，我们都想要做领袖。
You don't have to teach children. They easily learn to say, me first.
你不需要教小孩子，他们自己就很容易就会说，我先来。
Well, they kept silent, didn't answer the Lord, but then he sat down and called them.
门徒们安静不作声，但耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来。
He called the 12 around him and he said this to them.
他叫十二个门徒来，对他们说。
If anyone desires to be first,He shall be the last of all and servant of all.
若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人幕后的，做众人的用人。
I've heard recently that some in our cell groups, they say, I think I should be a leader.
最近我听说有人说他想要做小组的小组长。
Well, this is the first requirement that you be the servant of all.
这就是做小组长的先决条件，你必须要做众人的仆人。
Well, sometimes it's easy to be a servant of our pupils.
有的时候我们很容易做众人的仆人。
But the Lord also deals with about.Are being servant to our family.
但主耶稣也会对付我们，让我们做我们自己家庭的仆人。
The Lord needs to open our eyes.
主需要来开我们的眼睛。
To see those in our family circle that need us to serve them.
看到在我们的家庭成员中，看到我们何等的需要来服侍他们。
It seems easier for women because they have to make the meals and they have to cook and they have to clean.
对姐妹们来说，这好像比较容易，因为她们要做饭，她们要清洗衣服。
But the call is even to men to be a serve your wife, serve your children.
但这个呼召也是对弟兄的，弟兄也要来服侍你的妻子，你的儿女。
As Jesus is the Son of God, and He is the one that stooped low.
耶稣是神的儿子，然而他弯下腰来，低伏在那里服侍我们。
Not only in Mark, but in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says the similar.
不单是在马可福音。在马太福音里，主耶稣也讲了类似的事。
It's chapter 20, verses 26.
在马太福音二十章二十六节。
Jesus called them unto him, and he said, You know the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them.
二十五节，耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
And they that are great exercise authority upon them.
有大臣操权管束他们。
But it shall not be so among you.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.
谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
And then Jesus tells us what his purpose was in coming into the world.
然后主耶稣告诉我们他来到世上的目的。
He says in that same chapter, Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto.
在马太福音20:28，他说：“正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍。”
But he came to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
他来了，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命。
Down through the ages, from the time of the disciples, people have been laying down their life for Jesus.
舍命做多人的赎价，在历史历代以来，有很多人舍命为着耶稣，放弃了他们的生命。
There was a great change in the disciples after Pentecost.
在五旬节以后，门徒们的生命发生了重大的变化。
They had Christ's spirit within them.
他们拥有了基督的灵在他们的里面。
He wasn't just out on the outside, he was within them.
耶稣不单是在他们的外面，现在耶稣就在他们的里面。
He was living out his life through them.
他在透过他们活出他自己的生命。
And many of them either had their head cut off or they were burned at the stake.
他们中很多人或者是被砍头，或者是被烧。
Some were even crucified.
有些甚至被钉在十字架上。
One of them in particular said, "Don't hang me that way. Hang me upside down."
有一位门徒甚至说，不要让我像耶稣一样那样钉十字架，让我倒钉十字架。
How could they lay down their life?
他们怎样做到舍命的呢？
They were doing the Father's will as Jesus did.
他们在遵行父的旨意，正如耶稣遵行了父的旨意一样。
And the Spirit of Jesus that possessed them made them go to the cross again.
是那占有了他们的耶稣的灵，使他们也上了十字架。
Jesus said in John's Gospel, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord.
主耶稣在约翰福音里说，我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人。
Neither is he that is sent isn't greater than he that sent him.
差人也不能大于差他的人。
Yes, we are his servants.
是的，我们是他的仆人。
Not only do we see in Scripture that he is the great servant, but that he calls us to be servants.
我们不但在圣经里看到他是那一位伟大的仆人，他也呼召我们成为仆人。
How can we be like him?
我们怎么样才能够像他一样呢？
Except we be filled with his spirit.
除非我们被他的灵充满。
Our part is to bow low before him.
我们的本分就是低伏在他的面前。
Say, Oh Jesus, show me my pride the way you see it.
对他说，主啊，求你向我显示我的骄傲，正如你看见的一样。
Show me my desire to be superior to other people.
向我显示我里面的渴望，想要比别人更加优越。
We're all afflicted with pride.
我们都备受骄傲之苦。
It entered the human race with Adam and Eve.
骄傲借着亚当和夏娃就进入了人类的性情里。
They had listened to the devil's lie to have the ambition to be like God.
他们听信了魔鬼的谎言，他们有这样的野心，要像神一样。
So if we are part of the human race, we are afflicted with the same disease.
所以如果我们是属于人类的一部分，我们都有这样的毛病，骄傲的毛病。
This is true of all of us.
这对我们每一个人都是真实的。
Even in the ministry, we find ministers want to have first place.
即使在事工里，我们也发现牧者想要居首位。
They want to be respected as more important than others.
他们想要得到别人的尊重，感到比别人更加的重要。
Recently, one of the pastors told me that Pastor Chow encouraged them, don't use the reverend so-and-so.
最近有一位同工告诉我，周牧师曾经鼓励过他们，不要常常的提牧师这个词。
I think he meant by that, remember that you're a servant.
我想他这样说是要提醒大家，你要记得你是一位仆人。
If you are called to follow Jesus, you will be a servant.
如果你被呼召要来跟随耶稣，你就是他的仆人。
And Jesus said that was his purpose, to be a servant.
耶稣说他来到世上就是为着这个目的，做他的仆人。
Oh, how we want to come down low at your feet, Jesus.
哦，耶稣，我们何等愿意更低的低伏在你面前。
We want to partake of your spirit.
我们渴望有份于你的灵。
We want to be cleansed from our pride.
我们渴望被洗净，除去我们的骄傲。
From our ambition, it's so natural in us.
除去我们里面这样自然就有的野心。
Pray that you help us to come down low today.
我们恳求你今天来帮助我们更低的低伏在你的面前。
We know it's your call.
我们知道这是你的呼召。
And we will have a greater sight of yourself if we stoop like Mary.
如果我们像玛利亚一样弯下腰来低伏在你面前，我们就能够更清楚地看见你。
Martha was so excited and so busy doing 100 things.
马大非常的兴奋，非常的忙碌，她要做很多很多的事情。
But Mary wanted to sit at his feet.
玛利亚却只愿意坐在你的脚前。
And Jesus said, she's chosen the better part.
耶稣说他已经选择了那上好的部分。
Sister Alice is going to sing for us this morning, and I don't know the song. I have never heard it before. She showed it to me.
今天圣秋姐妹要为我们唱一首诗歌，我以前从来没有听过这首诗歌。
But it has a very happy tune.
但这首诗歌的调子很喜乐。
And that's what our path down at the feet of Jesus does. It gives us joy.
那就是我们来到耶稣脚前的这条路径，它带给我们极大的喜乐。
It gives us a release from our own self-will.
它带给我们这样的释放，释放我们脱离我们自己的意思。
It puts a song in our heart.
他把一首诗歌放在我们的里面。
And the joy to know that we're pleasing him.
我们就有这样的喜乐，知道我们在讨他的喜悦。
Listen carefully, maybe you know the song.
也许你会唱这首歌，愿你仔细的来听这首歌。
Sister Alice?
Yes, I'm here. Hallelujah.赞美主，我们用一个祷告的心，我们来唱这一首歌。哦，真的是让我们像主一样卑微再卑微。哈利路亚，卑微再卑微，主与你交前，寻求你自己，我怜悯和天。满带着需要，助我尽俯伏，卑微再卑微，哦，愿你。
在世上万事如同粪土，愿你施加总将我征服，卑微再卑微，愿你做主，卑微再卑微，祝你前祈求，深渊及山林小城并被囚，软弱且无用，一心向天王，愿我全都供你一爱向上，卑微再卑微，你前夫妇看世上万事如同粪土，愿你施加做工将我征服，卑微再卑微，愿你做主，卑微再卑微，却步步高升，地向天连接，荆棘两不合，但愿中心照着释迦载入，羞辱换冠冕，顺势换祝福，卑微再卑微，你前夫妇看世上万事如同粪土，愿你施加做工将我征服，卑微再卑微，愿你做主，卑微再卑微，你前夫妇看世上万事如同粪土，愿你施加总将我征服，卑微再卑微，愿你做主。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，我们感谢赞美你。哦，主啊，谢谢你，你为我们哦做了如此的这样的榜样。主，你自己就是卑微，你就是更多的顺服，完全的顺服父神的旨意。主啊，愿我们也能够像你一样。哦，主啊，我们要更多的卑微。主，真的是让我们常常来到你的面前，真的是要来仰望你，祈求你。哦，主啊，我们说我们自己什么都不能，我们真的在你面前是赤裸敞开的。主啊，我们需要你。哦，哈利路亚，更多的来将我们倒空。哦，使我们能够哦，成为那个空的器皿，也能够使主你更多的充满我们，让我们里面真的是有主你这样的满意出来，我们可以行各样的事情。哦，主啊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主，我们赞美你，也真的是哦，让我们能够将自己更多的交在你的手中，愿意与主一同背负这个十字架，让主你的十字架做工在我们里面。哈利路亚，哦，将一切的羞辱好像换成冠冕，将一切的损失哦看成祝福。哈利路亚，主啊，帮助我们更多的卑微再卑微， 让你来掌管我们，在我们里面做主掌权。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
Oh Jesus, we love you.
Oh, 耶稣，我们爱你。
Make yourself real to us.
向我们显为真实。
Show us your nature.
向我们显示你的性情。
Open our eyes to behold the beauty of your humility.
开我们的眼睛，看见你那谦卑的容美。
You can set us free from all worry and fear.
你可以释放我们脱离一切的担忧惧怕。
The servant has no care of where he sleeps or what he eats.
一个仆人不会担心他在哪里睡觉，他吃什么。
He is just given the order from the master.
他只是从他只是从主那里领受主的命令，该做什么。
And he's fully obedient.
他全然的顺服。
Fully yielded.
全然的降服让位。
Yes, the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a guide.
是的，圣灵赐给我们，圣灵被赐给我们，成为我们的指引。
And when we are following the Spirit of Jesus, we'll watch our mouth.
当我们跟随耶稣的灵的时候，我们会谨慎我们的话语。
We'll watch our thought life.
我们会谨慎我们的心思意念。
The scripture says, do not think more highly of yourself than you ought to think.
圣经告诉我们，不要看自己过于所当看的。
And he also says, be careful of your words.
他也对我们说，要小心你们的话语。
Because words come out of the heart.
因为我们心里面有什么，口里就说出来。
We need the great washing in the precious blood of Jesus.
我们需要在主耶稣宝贵的血里被大大的洁净。
Oh yes, we were washed from our sin when we accepted Christ.
是的，当我们接受基督为我们救主的时候，我们已经被洗净，洗净我们的罪孽。
But sometimes we get spots on our garment.
但有的时候，我们的衣服上又被玷污。
And the attitude we had.
被我们的态度。
Or some unkind word we said.
或者我们口中所出的不仁慈的话语。
As leaders, cell group leaders, as ministers, we often are very kind to the people in our congregation.
作为领袖，作为牧师或者小组长，我们对我们的会众或者聚会中的家人非常的仁慈。
But Jesus wants us to be aware of our brother and our sister, our mother and our father at home.
但主耶稣要我们意识到，小心我们对我们自己的家人，我们的父母、兄弟姐妹的态度。
Sometimes they frustrate us.
有的时候他使我们感到挫折。
And we react in our own spirit.
我们就以自己的灵来反应。
But Jesus wants to conquer our spirit.
但耶稣要征服我们自我的灵。
Just as his was always at the Father's bidding.
就像他一直听从父的吩咐一样。
He followed the Father's will and plan at all times.
他一直都跟随父的旨意和带领。
You know how I love the Old Testament.
你知道我何等的喜爱旧约圣经。
Some people newly saved, so I don't understand anything in the Old Testament.
有的人曾经说，我对旧约圣经完全不了解。
The Old Testament is Jesus concealed.
在旧约圣经里，耶稣被隐藏。
The New Testament is often called Jesus revealed.
而新约圣经被称为显现的基督。
But there is a chapter in Isaiah 42.
在以赛亚书四十二章里。
It speaks about the Lord Jesus as a servant.
他讲到主耶稣是一位仆人。
The first verse in the chapter says, Behold, my servant whom I uphold.
以赛亚书四十二章一节说，看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持的。
That's a prophecy of the Lord Jesus.
这是对主耶稣的一个预言。
God is saying, Look, I uphold my servant.
神在说，看哪，我扶持我的仆人。
My elect one in whom my soul delights.
他是我所拣选，心里所喜悦的。
That's the Father speaking about the Son.
这是父在讲到他的爱子。
I have put my spirit upon him.
我已将我的灵赐给他。
He will bring justice to the Gentiles.
他必将公理传给外邦。
Well, unless you're Jewish, you're a Gentile like me.
除非你是一位犹太人，你就跟我一样是外邦人。
All through the Old Testament, God is talking not only to Israel, but he's talking about his desire for the whole world.
在整本旧约圣经里，神都讲到他渴望不但是犹太人得着救恩，更是全世界的人都得到救恩。
Verse 2 gives us a description of the servant Jesus.
第二节给我们描述了神的仆人耶稣。
He will not cry out or raise his voice.
他不喧嚷，不扬声。
Nor will he cause his voice to be heard in the streets.
也不使街上听见他的声音。
You know, Jesus was, if you look at the Gospels, he was always interested in communicating to maybe one or two people.
在福音书里，我们看到主耶稣常常很感兴趣跟个别的一两位人交通。
He loved the individual. He ministered to the woman at the well.
他喜爱每一个个人，他服侍了井旁的妇人。
He went to the home of Zacchaeus.
他到了撒该的家里住宿。
And he would go visit Lazarus and Mary and Martha.
他也拜访了拉撒路、马大和玛利亚的家。
He ministered to individuals.
他服侍每一个个人。
There's another beautiful verse, the third verse in Isaiah 42.
在以赛亚书四十二章三节是一个美丽的经文。
A bruised reed he will not break.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And smoking flax he will not quench.
僵残的灯火他不吹灭。
He will bring forth justice for truth.
他要按公理。他要。
He will not fail or be discouraged.
他不。他不灰心也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理。
Till he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands shall wait for his law.
直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。
Have you ever felt like a bruised reed? You've been hurt?
你有没有感受到你就像一个压伤的芦苇一样受伤了呢？
Maybe circumstances, maybe people have hurt you.
也许是环境，也许是人伤害了你。
But this verse tells us he will not break us.
但这句经文告诉我们，他不会折断我们。
That's a picture of how gentle he is.
那就是一幅图画，让我们看到他是何等的温柔。
How gracious he is.
他是何等满了恩典。
And smoking flax, that means the fire is about to go out.
江残的灯火就意味着他的火要熄灭了。
Maybe we're exhausted in serving the Lord and we feel as though our fire is going out.
也许我们在服侍主的过程中感受到我们精疲力尽，我们的火好像要熄灭了。
But this verse encourages you, he will not quench the fire.
但这句经文就鼓励你，他不会吹灭你的火。
He won't walk over and put his foot on it.
他不会把他的脚踩在上面。
No, he comes by his spirit to blow on the flame, blow on it by his spirit.
他以他的灵来吹生命的气息在你的上面，他不断地吹他的生命之气。
And he will cause it to burn more brightly.
他使你的灯火更加的明亮。
Oh, what a wonderful Savior and servant the Lord Jesus is.
哦，主耶稣是何等奇妙的救主，何等的一位仆人。
So once again,What we read in the New Testament is often verified in the Old Testament.
所以再一次，当我们读新约圣经的时候，都验证了旧约圣经的预言。
This is another picture of Jesus.
这是另外一幅主耶稣的图画。
God calls him my servant.
神称他为我的仆人。
And he says, I put my spirit upon him.
他说我将我的灵赐给他。
Well, he wants to call us his servants too.
他也要称我们为他的仆人。
He's looking for those that will allow him to use them as his servant.
他在寻找那些人愿意许可他使用他们成为他的仆人。
I have another verse about a servant, and that's in Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 3.
我有另外一处经文讲到仆人，是在《使徒行传》第三章。
You know, chapter 3 is the story of the lame man that was begging at the door of the temple.
你知道《使徒行传》第三章讲到一个瘸腿的人在圣殿的门口乞讨。
Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, or the ninth hour.
彼得和约翰在祷告的时刻，九点钟进到圣殿里。
Now that's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
那应当是下午的三点钟。
They called it the hour of prayer.
他们称它为祷告的时刻。
I wonder if that's because that was the time Jesus died on the cross at 3 o'clock.
我很想要知道这是不是因为主耶稣在十字架上死的时候也是在下午三点钟。
And this poor man is begging.
这可怜的人正在乞讨。
And in the name of Jesus,Peter said, I don't have silver or gold, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。
And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and his feet and ankle bones received strength.
于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
And he stood up.Walking and leaping and praising God.
就跳起来站着又行走。
So when all the people were wondering what was going on, Peter says, why do you look at us? It wasn't us, it was the power of God.
所以很多人都在稀奇。彼得说，你们为什么看我们呢？这不是我们，乃是出于神的能力。
And verse 13, can we read that?
在使徒行传三章十三节，我们来读：亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣，你们却把他交付比拉多。比拉多定义要释放他，你们竟在比拉多面前弃绝了他。
Yes, here when Peter opens his mouth to speak, he calls Jesus God's servant.
这里当彼得开口说话的时候，他称耶稣为神的仆人。
And then again in verse 26 of that chapter.
然后在第三章二十六节。
He's talking to the Jews. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities.
彼得在对犹太人说，神既兴起他的仆人，就先差他到你们这里来，赐福给你们，叫你们个人回转，离开罪恶。
Oh, such a beautiful picture. God raised up his servant Jesus.
哦，这是何等美丽的图画！神兴起，荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。
Death couldn't hold him in the grave.
死亡不能拘禁他。
Because of his full and absolute obedience to the will of God, God raised him.
因为他全然顺服于神的旨意，神就兴起他，荣耀了他。
And Peter declares, he raised up his servant Jesus.
彼得宣告神已经兴起他的仆人耶稣。
It was revealed to Peter that God had promised 700 years ago that his servant, he would send his servant, his elect one.
神已经启示彼得，在700年前所预言的神的仆人耶稣，他已经被差遣到你们这里来。
And after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter and John also became true servants of the Lord.
当彼得和约翰被圣灵充满以后，他们也成为神真正的仆人。
The pride in their heart that wasn't conquered walking with Jesus, they became delivered to the power of his spirit within them.
当他们与耶稣一起行走的时候，他们心里的骄傲还没有被征服，然而当他们被圣灵充满的时候，他们里面的骄傲都被释放了。
They had walked with Jesus for 3 years.
他们与耶稣同行三年之久。
But they couldn't catch on.
但他们没有学到。
The grip of pride is so strong in the heart.
骄傲在心里面的辖制是如此的剧烈。
And Jesus had to pay the price to deliver us.
耶稣必须要付上那个赎价来释放我们。
He hung in shame on the cross.
他被挂在十字架上，在羞耻里面被挂在那里。
He was laughed at. He was ridiculed.
人们嘲笑他，戏弄他。
He was beaten.
鞭打他。
He bore all that sin in his own body.
在他自己的身体上，他背负了我们所有的罪孽。
But God didn't leave him there. He raised him from the dead.
但神没有把他就留在那里，神把他从死里复活。
And he is alive forevermore.
并且活到永永远远。
He offers to set us free.
他提供给我们这样的权利来释放我们得自由。
He has the power to do it.
他拥有这样的能力来做。
And when he conquered that evil of the devil's pride in us,
当他征服了仇敌在我们里面的骄傲这样的邪恶。
God poured out the Holy Spirit.
神就倾倒他的圣灵。
They could walk in newness of life.
我们就能够在新生的样式中与他同行。
And they are, those dear saints of God became servants of the Lord Jesus.
那些宝贵的神的圣徒们都成为主的仆人。
They laid down their life for the gospel.
他们为福音的缘故把他们的命舍了。
And up to this day, people are still laying down their lives for the gospel.
直到今天，还有很多人在为着福音的缘故舍了他们自己的生命。
Don't be surprised if people hate you.
所以当人们恨恶你的时候，不要感到奇怪。
If they mistreat you.
如果人们错待你的时候。
Jesus said, if they received me, they would receive you.
主耶稣说，如果他们接待我，他们就会接待你。
But if they have slain me, they will slay you.
但如果他们宰杀我，他们也会宰杀你。
But what a glorious privilege we have to be his servant.
但对我们来说，这是何等荣耀的特权，成为他的仆人。
And we are called not only to be God's servant, but to be servants of one another.
我们被呼召不但是成为神的仆人，也是彼此做仆人。
If you see someone stumbling, it's your part as a servant to help them.
如果你看到一个弟兄或者姐妹跌倒了，这是你的本分来扶持他，作为一个仆人。
If a fellow Christian is like a bruised rod, don't break it.
如果你的一位同伴基督徒就像压伤的芦苇一样，不要折断它。
And if the fire in them is growing dim,
如果他们里面的火在变得微弱，
don't stop it out.
不要把它吹熄。
But pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
Love them.
爱他们。
You can do that because you're full of the Holy Spirit.
你可以这样做，因为你满有圣灵。
And he is here this morning to give us more of his Spirit.
他今天就在这里，要赐给我们更多他的圣灵。
The Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们主耶稣基督的灵。
We're going to ask the teachers to pray for you. Some of the teachers, Pastor Lai, are you here this morning?
我们想请老师们为大家祷告。赖牧师在这里吗？请赖牧师先为大家祷告。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
主啊，谢谢你给我们这个荣耀的福召，召我们来成为你的仆人，如同你蒙召成为父的仆人一样，来为着父神的旨意来服侍我们。主，你也召我们来做你的仆人，主啊，把你仆人的心肠给我们，使我们也能够做众人的用人，如同主耶稣那样，就我们也能够谦卑服下来，为我们的弟兄姐妹洗脚，那遮盖那身上最脏的部分， 主啊，如同你在我们身上所做的一样，哦，主耶稣，我们知道我们不配，但蒙你这个恩召，就恳求你常常用你的灵充满我们，把你仆人的性情住在我们的里面，并且主啊，你知道我们本是骄傲的人，主啊，给我们一个低伏在低伏的心，以至于到最后我们不需要再去努力的低伏或者降卑自己，乃是你的生命，那仆人的生命透过不断的充满成为我们的生命，使我们也能够像主你那样以服侍众人为乐，为一个荣耀的服侍，让我们用一个谦卑中的喜乐来做你交给我们手中的工作，并且按你的吩咐每一个旨意按你的心意而行。主啊，做完了我们还要说，我是你的仆人，做这些事是我分内应做的。谢谢主，主耶稣，当我这样祷告的时候，我深觉感受到在你的光中，我依然不配，有很多需要修剪的地方，但我深知你会帮助我们每一位，把你仆人的生命塑造成形在我们的生命中，让我们成为这个世界上一个最快乐，也知道自己是荣耀君王的仆人，我们以此为乐，把终身委身于你，愿你在我们的额上印上耶稣基督的印记，使人一看我们的言语思想，主啊，都蒙你的喜悦，使人一看好像在我们的额上已经被你印上的耶稣基督那样有你生命的印记。主，我们将我们的生命都交托给你，求你天天来制作我们。谢谢主，将祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主花在我心，主花在我心，啊，儿臣奇妙主恩基督，花在我心。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Thank you, Jesus, for living out your life within us.
谢谢你，主耶稣，从我们里面活出你的自己。
And someone else, Pastor Lin, would you like to pray too?
林牧师是否也要来祷告？
We still have a couple minutes.
我们还有几分钟的时间。
爱我们的主，你爱我们不是成为工人，乃是成为听候主心意的仆人。主啊，我们要感谢你，当这一堂课让我们更深的去体会，做一个仆人才是真正荣耀主的。主，我们总是有许多的看法，许多的主张，好像我们握有自己的主权，握有自己的这 这个恩赐能力，但这并非主你所要，你要的乃是我们谦卑的作为听候差遣的仆人，而且主啊，更是要我们彼此之间彼此成为仆人，这是谦卑的生命，是主所愿意的，是主所祝福的。主，虽然我们每个人都还不是很美很好，我们都还不足，有时候一不小心就自己的心意，自己的骄傲就跑出来了。主啊，求主你圣灵大大光照，而且是时时刻刻的光照我们，让我们做真真实实的一个仆人，是合神心意，按着神的心意去服侍的。谢谢主，要大大将这个谦卑的心放在我们的心里面，让我们好好的知道神所爱的是看我们的内在，我们的内心，而不是看我们的外在，不是看我们的外表，不是在外面找耶稣，乃是我们要在灵的里面被主你亲自触摸来得着。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门，阿门，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord，
赞美主。
Thank you, Jesus, for your humility.
主耶稣，谢谢你的谦卑。
And you want to live out your life within us.
你渴望透过我们活出你自己的生命。
We are your servants.
我们是你的仆人。
We believe you to make us servants one of another.
我们相信你要使我们彼此服侍，成为彼此的仆人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。